Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A bill to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list has cleared a House committee and is headed for a vote. Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy says his Manage Our Wolves Act has bipartisan support. It got out of committee on a 19-15 vote and will move to the full House. Saturday marks an anniversary for a popular stop in the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest. The Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center near Ashland is a popular spot for local residents and visitors alike. The center is celebrating 20 years along with activities surrounding National Public Lands Day. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markin describes some activities going on.
There's going to be a variety of activities starting first off in the morning about 8:30. There's going to be registration for a National Public Lands Day service project. So folks will be out there helping clean up actually some of the flood damage that was done there around the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center back in June. So folks will get a chance to have their hands dirty. But then throughout the day, there's also a variety of activities, speakers, presentations, kids activities. And then at the end of the night, there's a Who Goes Bump in the Night hike from 7 to 9 p.m.
Markin says the center has proven to be a popular stop.
Each year, about 160,000 visitors and regional residents visit the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, and that can be for coming in for educational programming or even coming in as visitors, or maybe they're coming in for a special meeting or event that's happening at the Visitor Center.
The facility has 500 or more classes, programs, or events each year. A ribbon-cutting celebration of the completion of the Renewable Energy Improvement Project will happen at 1 p.m., The 37,000-square-foot center is on 180 acres of Forest Service land next to the Whittlesey Creek National Wildlife Refuge along Schwamigan Bay of Lake Superior. The center opened in 1998. If you've heard of Pumpkin Chuckin', a Three Lakes school will be the site of an Apple Chuckin' event today as a prelude to the school's homecoming. Pumpkin Chuckin' finds the fruit placed in a catapult and tossed as far as it can go. The Three Lakes version will have apples instead. The Demmer Library is sponsoring the event at the Three Lakes Elementary School playground area from 3:30 until 5 p.m. The library's April Lambert explains.
We were looking for programs for the 6th grade through 12th grade kids to do around this time of year, and my fiancé happens to have made a homemade trebuchet that sits in our backyard, and I thought, what a great thing, STEM-related, still fun and irreverent to bring to a program.
The STEM Lambert was referring to was not an apple STEM, but rather science, technology, engineering, and math studies, referred to as STEM. As a footnote, a trebuchet is another name for a catapult. She says they will show the students the different physics involved and other educational areas.
You have to have a certain counterweight. There is a nail on the back, at least for the trebuchets, that needs to be placed a certain way to let go of the rope and the throwing arm in such a way to propel it forward, not just up. So there's definitely some STEM, the science, technology, and math aspects in it.
Lambert says a local resident has a pumpkin chucker, so there will be both apples and pumpkins flying this afternoon. Students ages 12 to 18 are invited to participate. Contact the Demmer Library for more information. And the city officials say a ribbon cutting at Marshfield's new City Hall will be held in mid-November, but the building is open for business right now. Delaying the open house from October to November will allow some time for finishing touches to be completed. Work is still being done on the council chambers. The old City Hall in Marshfield will be converted into a 40-unit apartment complex. That building was more than 100 years old. The weather forecast for this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, high near 49, and some gusty winds. Tonight, widespread frost, partly cloudy, low around 30. More frost in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a daytime high around 47. Chance of light rain Saturday night and again Sunday morning. Sunday's high again near 49 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.